Hi, this is Sean D'Souza, and you're listening to the 3-Month Vacation Podcast. This podcast isn't some magic trick about how to work less. Instead, it's about how to really enjoy the work that you do and to enjoy your vacation time. Hi, it's Sean D'Souza from the 3-Month Vacation, and we're still continuing on our episode of the landing pages. We covered two elements last time. We covered how to choose one problem. We saw that getting all the problems to land together, that's completely crazy. So we looked at one problem, and the second thing was we defined why that problem was important. We did this in the last episode, so you want to go back and listen to that episode if you haven't heard it already, and even if you've heard it, it's pretty good stuff. Finally, we're going to tackle the third part of this episode, and that is what to do with the rest of the problems. Every product, every service solves many problems, and you can't just get rid of them. What are you going to do with them? That's what we're going to find out in this episode. So what do you do with the rest of the problems? The answer is simpler than you think. Remember the porta booth, that portable recording booth that you could take on the road with you? Well, it didn't have one benefit or feature, did it? It had a series of them, and yet the client is most interested in the biggest problem. Once you've solved the biggest problem, the rest of the features are really a bonus for the client. They are a nice to have, but not a deal breaker. Every product and every service solves many problems. So maybe you'll have a list of 60 other things, benefits and features that it solves. What are you going to do? Well, what I do is I take 4 or 5 of those problems. I'll take one problem at a time, always landing one plane at a time. And then in a paragraph, I'll bring up the problem and the solution. The next feature, problem, solution. Next feature, problem, solution. Just one paragraph each. And you'll do 4 or 5 of these paragraphs. Now, what are you going to do with the next 55 benefits and features that you still have there? You put them in the bullets. So when you look at the hierarchy of your landing page, you have one big problem. That's right at the top. Then you have the frustration of that problem, the consequences. This takes 2 or 3 paragraphs. Then you get to the other benefits and features. You turn them into a problem or a solution. Paragraph, 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 paragraph. And finally, when you have all those remaining 50 or 55 points and you want to get rid of them, don't get rid of them. Put them in the bullets. And that's how you make that whole sales page stand out in terms of intensity of problems. And that's what gets the attention of your customer. And of course, this brings us to the end of today's episode. So what did we cover? We covered 3 things. The first thing is how to choose one problem. The second one was defining why that problem was important. And the third is, what do we do with the rest of the problems? What do we do with the rest of the benefits and features? So let's start off with the first one. We looked at the resources. We looked at how they bolt out all at once. It seems like a good idea to introduce all our benefits, all our features. But instead of benefits and features, we need to turn around. We need to make those benefits and features a problem. We get to the problem by inverting those benefits, those features. So that's the first thing that we learned. The second thing that we learned is that trying to write this landing page all by yourself is usually a big waste of time. You struggle to write it, and then the problems are not that which the client experiences. Plus, it's very hard to figure out the emotion the clients feel. I'll often ignore my own advice, and I'll try and sit down at my computer and write stuff, and then I'll come back later and realize what a fool I've been. It's so much easier to call a client and record their experience. or better still, take them out to lunch, because you'll get to drink some wine too, and that's always more fun. Take your recorder with you and make notes as well. Both are very important, the notes and the transcript. But you may also find that finding a client is daunting. The best kind of client is a client that's already deeply frustrated. This isn't a client that has read your book or done your course. You don't necessarily want to find that client. You want to find someone who is deeply frustrated with the problem, because they will tell you what is their frustration and how it needs to be solved. The third thing is you have to go deep into the problem. You have to ask the questions. And I'll list these questions in the transcript. So the questions could be, what frustrates you the most? Why does it frustrate you? Can you describe a day in your life? And finally, what are the consequences of postponing this decision? How does it make you feel? And you get this depth that you will never get anywhere else. And finally, what do you do with the rest of the problems? You build in this hierarchy, and the hierarchy is very simple. The biggest problem comes on top, gets the most attention, gets two or three paragraphs. The second problem comes below that in a single paragraph. The third problem after that, fourth problem after that, fifth problem after that, and then all the rest of the problems go in the bullet points. And you can see all this on a psychotactics landing page. So what is the one thing that you can do today? The one thing that you can do today is to just do a visual map, a visual drawing on your piece of paper. And do one big block right at the top. And that's your problem. That's the biggest problem. And then do little blocks, like little triangles. Sorry, not triangles, rectangles. Little rectangles. And those are your second, third, fourth, and fifth biggest problem. And then do lines, just single lines. And those are your bullet points. And now you have visual hierarchy. And that will enable you to then fill in those blanks when you meet the client. And now you've got this great landing page. Now you're landing those flights one at a time. That's the one thing that you can do today. Do that visual drawing and you will find that your landing page is so much better.
The next thing you can do is buy your tickets and head to New Zealand, because that's what's happening. We're having this workshop on, is your web page, is your landing page effective? The thing is that we only have 5 lines on that page and already 2 people have signed up. And why do they sign up? Because at Psychotactics, we're not in the business of bringing you more information. We're in the business of bringing you skill. But this time it's going to be skill and New Zealand. Besides, the price is 50% right now, and it's going to go up to 100%, which is going to be a considerable amount. You want to save that money, pay for your flights, and come on this amazing trip in February when New Zealand is warm and it's freezing in the Northern Hemisphere. And to get there, go to psychotactics.com/X2017. The second thing you want to consider is learning more about bullets and features and benefits. Now, there's a really good book called Client Attractors, and you can get it at psychotactics.com/CA, as in Client Attractors, but just /CA. Go there and you will find out what's really happening once you go past the headline. So 80% of your attraction factor, it's in the headline, and then what happens with the 20%? That's what features and benefits do. That's what bullets do. And learning how to write them is what makes it so powerful. And finally, there's 5000 BC. Now, there's a lot of information out there, but is it reliable? That's the question you need to ask yourself. And when you have the question, are you going to get any answer? At 5000 BC, you get the answer. From me, from the other members in 5000 BC, it's a very safe place. It's a very introverted place. It's a very thoughtful and kind place. And that's it. That's the end of today's episode. But there is one more little thing that I need to tell you today. And I was pretty excited this morning. I woke up and there was a knock on the door and there was a little thump on the deck. So I went out to look what was happening, and it was a package, and it came from Boulder, Colorado. Well, who lives in Boulder, Colorado? A lot of people, but one special person, and that is Jim Collins, the author of Good to Great. That's the book that started me on this whole journey. I sent Jim a postcard, and he was so excited by what I wrote in the postcard that he sent his book, he autographed it, and sent it all the way to New Zealand. That's the power of the postcard, way more powerful than any email that you could imagine. Send a postcard. Start with me, send me a postcard, I'll send you a postcard back. From Good to Great Land, that's me, Sean D'Souza, saying bye for now. Bye-bye.